It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us
again. Revive us again. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the first morning of Share-a-thon for Fall 2024. And you're listening to the segment that should be Jenna Ellis in the morning. So because this is Share-a-thon, I am joined in studio by Tim Wildman and also Todd and Copper. We are all here in Tupelo. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you in Tupelo for our Share-a-thon, Jenna.
Yes.
And we're off to a great start this morning. We've had 567 pledges already.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. And, you know, we were just hearing the song there. Well, and then the theme for the Share-a-thon. Revive us again, right?
Revive us again, which I think is actually, we need that in America, especially right now. And that should be the prayer of everyone who loves this country, who loves the Lord, and who loves the church.
Amen. That comes from Psalm 85. I mean, revive us again is all throughout the Bible. But the specific verse we're citing for our Share-a-thon theme, revive us again, is found in Psalm 85, verse 4. Revive us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. And this is our theme, revive us again, O Lord. And, you know, that's what we do here at American Family Radio. We proclaim the goodness of God and the mercies of God and the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Yes, amen. And it's wonderful. And, you know, just yesterday I was talking to Joel Rosenberg, who's just a very dear friend, and he, of course, was commenting on the anniversary of October 7th and the terror attack against Israel. And we were talking in context about the truth of God and the end of all things and Revelation and how should Christians respond. And he said to me, when I asked him that question, I said, okay, so where do you put this biblically in context? And he actually said, you know, national radio shows never ask me those questions, but I love that American Family Radio does. And I think that's really the difference.
That's why we're better than everybody
else.
Of
course. Absolutely. You know? Because we talk about the truth, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not bragging if it's true, right?
Right.
I'm just kidding.
but it is true.
Yeah,
because
don't email. but what he was saying was
was that we don't just talk about the news and the headlines right. And the politics and the parties. We talk about the truth of the Lord and put what's going on in our nation,
right,
in our world, in context of the truth, and then ultimately, hopefully, point listeners to the truth of Christ and the Great Commission, which is a part of how people can help
Amen.
Sponsor and be Great Commission partners.
All right, you're listening to Jenna Ellis in the morning. This is American Family Radio. This is Share-a-thon. I'm Tim Wildman. I'm sitting in with Jenna this morning for the next 50 minutes or so. All right, if you've been with us a long time, you know how this works. It's 3 days. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So 3 days in the fall, 3 days in 3 days in the spring that we say we pass the virtual offering plate because, you know, this is a very expensive venture to provide Christian radio all over America, nearly 170 stations, something like that, that we own and operate. And then we have engineering teams that we have, Jenna, that keep our stations on the radio, on the air. We have staff and personnel. I mean, we have towers. We have electricity bills to pay. There's just so much that goes into it. And so to get the word out, it's very expensive. And so we have to raise money, and we do that through our Share-a-thons in the spring and the fall. And our folks always, always, always respond in such a tremendous way. It's such a blessing to hear back from everybody who listens to AFR and who says, you know, I'm going to stand with you with a monthly contribution or a one-time gift, however you want to do it. Let me give you the phone number here, folks. to call in and make your make your donation, make your pledge, and please be as generous as you possibly can. We have a $10,000. No, that was last hour, wasn't it? So, I was going to say a $10,000 challenge, but no.
We can still have that. If people want to call in and give $10,000 as a challenge,
that's fine.
We're not
going to turn them away.
That's fine.
Who are we to turn people away who want to give $10,000?
Absolutely.
You know, if the Lord lays that on your heart, you go right ahead, or $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000. And I'm not trying to manipulate people. I'm just suggesting they consider a lot a big donation to American.
It's just
Family
a suggestion just, that's just, totally yeah, legal. Exactly. Yes.
So here's the phone number to call us, folks. 877-616-2396. So take your phone and give us a call and make a pledge and be as generous as you possibly can, please. 877-616-2396. I'll give that phone number one more time. 877-616-2396. Or if you are a person who likes to give online or you're antisocial, you can go to this website, afr.net, and you can give that way. And you don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to. AFR.net. Let's hear from one of our listeners.
I would like to just say how grateful I am for Don Wildman and his life work, for AFA and AFR, and everyone on the radio stations. Especially, I love to listen to him with It's My Turn. Always, always something so wonderful, so enlightening. I've listened to AFR on 88.3 for 15 years since here in Texas. I don't have a TV or a computer, just my radio and AFR app on my phone. I love all of you, and I look forward to meeting him in heaven one day and being able to thank him myself. God bless you all and all you do for so many, and I'm praying for you all.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love It's My Turn as well. So mm-hmm. I hear that in some of the breaks. And there's also a new film that's a biography about mm-hmm. your father, Don Wildman, that's
yes.
out.
Yes, Culture Warrior is it'll be out. The trailer's out. The movie's ready to go. It's going to be released in November. So Culture Warrior, you'll be hearing more about that here on American Family Radio.
I'm excited to see it.
That is about my dad. My dad founded this ministry. Dad passed away last December, but he, at the age of 85, but he founded the ministry, and God used him in a mighty way, and over four decades here with the work. And then, you know, you hear the It's My Turn mm-hmm. commentaries, which air, I know they air on our show on Today's Issues, and they're usually about 3 minutes, but they're just nuggets of truth and great stories. They're kind of like Paul Harvey. You remember Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story?
Yes.
They're kind of like that.
But Christian and more truthiness.
I have a spiritual point yes. to them. The great thing about that is we were able to record my dad. You know, I think those were recorded like 15, 20 years ago or something like that. You know, when he was healthy and everything was great, and he was able to record those. So now we have those for, you know, forever. Yeah. We can air those for forever. And they're called It's My Turn. And everybody,
they're very timeless.
Yes, yes. And everybody comments on those. And love those. You're listening to American Family Radio. Thank you for listening wherever you may be tuned in. You know, I like what that, I forgot what the listener's name was right there from Texas. She said, I use the app.
Yes. Yes. And so does my dad, by the way, because when he drives into work, because they're 2 hours earlier than where I am on the East Coast, because they're in Colorado, and so he doesn't listen live at 6 in the morning his time, and so can stream on demand the show anytime. So whenever he's heading into work, he'll just put in CarPlay and then get the app and then just scroll down to Jenna Ellis in the Morning, and it's really easy. And I use the app as well to listen to all of the great shows, and it's such an easy way to find shows on demand.
You know, but what impressed me was, and I don't mean to be stereotypical, but she sounded like she was maybe post-70 right there, right? I don't know, were your dad Is he?
He's 60? A little younger than that still.
Yeah, okay.
But still in your boomer era.
In my boomer era. Yes. Yeah, I'm on the tail end of the boomers. I'm 60.
We need him in Taylor Swift's shirt, boomer era.
The boomer era's tour? Yeah.
Yes, there you go. That'll be the next documentary.
Yeah. And the tour could be called My Back Just Went Out Tour. Anyway, so... But I was impressed that she's using the app. I'm saying a lot of folks who are have already started getting Social Security are starting to listen to the American Family Radio on the app. They're learning how to use the app.
It's so easy. Yeah. Yes, and everything is going to streaming, and it's just such a really easy way to do all of that. And you can even go online as well to give on your mobile phone. I mean, you can. Do all of this through through the apps, through the website, because even if you're not antisocial, you're somebody like me who's very social,
right,
but has so many things to do that you want to get things done quickly.
It's easier to give online.
Yeah, because you can multitask and you can give online, and so you can go to AFR.net.
Well, the theme is Revive Us Again. Revive Us Again. Charathon here on American Family Radio. Folks, all we can tell you is that we can't make it without your donations. That's just plain and simple. We cannot... make it without your gifts to American Family Radio. And you know that. That's why you call and you make your gift. I'm going to give the phone number. Do we have a guest coming up in a few minutes, by the way?
We do. We have a guest in the next segment. So we'll go. So we still have about 4 minutes.
Okay. So here's the phone number. This is the phone number to call us here. And this rings our studios. If you can ring, I guess
you still
ring.
Can. I think, yeah.
It dials our studios.
Do you have a bat phone? One of those old ones?
The bat phones?
Rotor dial? Yeah. You can still use one of those. Connect with us.
So here's the phone number to call us here, and we answer the phone ourselves here at American Family Radio. So the folks answering the phone are right down the hall here, 877-616-2396. I'm going to give that phone number one more time, 877-616-2396, to call and be as generous as you possibly can with your donation to American Family Radio. Jen, I know you're from Florida.
I am.
You grew up in Colorado.
Yes.
Then spent time in Virginia, in Washington, D.C. area.
Fortunately and unfortunately. Yeah.
And then moved to Florida.
Yes.
And you got out yesterday.
Yes. Thankfully.
Out of the Orlando airport?
Yes. And thankfully, and it was so crowded there. So we got there, meaning me and the dogs, thankfully, yes. We both came, and it was so crowded there. People were literally saying, just put me on any flight that will leave Florida because of Hurricane Milton.
Right.
And Orlando is right in the eye of the path. So be praying for everyone in Florida. Governor DeSantis has done such a good job with preparedness. But I'm so grateful. And this is just another one of those things about God's sovereignty, that this has been scheduled for a long time this week. I was already scheduled to come yesterday, and it happened to be the perfect time to be able to get out. So
yeah, and if you had tried to get an airline ticket yesterday or the day before, you wouldn't have been able to get one.
That's why there were so many people. The help desk at Southwest was just all the way. If you've ever been to the Orlando airport, it was all the way back. I mean, just hundreds of people in line trying to get a standby ticket.
Well, those poor folks in Florida, I mean, I say poor folks, the poor folks in North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee and other places. But now I was looking last night, I was watching the Weather Channel, and they're talking about a category 5 or 4 and making landfall there in the Tampa Bay area. And they were saying, you know, that this surge will be historical. That's what they were saying. Of course, you know, with the Weather Channel, a lot of times everything is the end of the world, you know, because they want you to watch and they can sell ads. I know how that works. I'm not saying they're phony. I'm just saying it's a little dramatic. A little weather sensationalism sometimes, but you can't, you know, but I'm just saying, in this case, there's nothing sensational about this. They're talking about a 10 to 15 foot surge, and they were showing these poor folks who already, from the last storm, when was that, 10 days ago or so?
We had about a week break in between two historic hurricanes.
Yes, and the boats are like in the middle of town, it's just a terrible, they're talking about the debris. Now the debris, you know, that they've got all piled up, and the trucks are supposed to take off to the landfill. It's sitting on the side of the road and in people's yards. And now this other storm is coming in with 100+ mile an hour winds. It's just going to be a bad scene for those folks.
So we're grateful that we're here in Tupelo. So thank you for having.
We're safe and sound here.
Me and the boys.
We do feel sorry for our folks and our friends. Yeah. A lot of our listeners. We had a lot of listeners in Jacksonville and South South Georgia.
And Governor DeSantis has said there are still shelters that are open in every state. So if you are someone that
every county.
Yeah. You only have to travel, you know, a few miles. So there's still time today.
Yeah. Kamala Harris got upset with the governor yesterday. Did you see that?
Yes. And he responded on Fox and Friends this morning and said, look in the mirror.
Right.
It was great.
Hello.
We'll be right back with more Tim Wildman, Jenna Ellis on Share-a-thon. Right.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AF radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Fall Share-a-thon. I'm Jenna Ellis here in studio in Tupelo with Tim Wildman, and we are in the midst of our Fall Share-a-thon taking pledges. If you'd like to support our ministry here at AFA, you can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net and be as generous as you can to help support our ministry and support the work and the great commission that the Lord calls us to. And speaking of that, Tim, we have a guest this morning who's a very dear friend of mine, Pastor John Amanchukwu, who has gone viral multiple times for speaking at school boards and talking about the curriculum that is unfortunately in a lot of public schools, and was arrested last week, or at least put in handcuffs. And so, John, we want to welcome you in this morning to talk about what happened, and how are you doing, and good morning from Tim and I.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Where do you live?
During the summer of 2020.
Yeah, where do you live, brother?
Hey, good morning to you as well, my friend.
No, where do you live? Where's home? I'm just curious.
I'm in Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Okay. Social Security number?
No.
If you could give us that, and your date of birth.
My mother's maiden name.
And your password.
911.
There you go.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I just wanted people to know
where he was from. Yeah, yeah. And I should have mentioned that. But go ahead, John. So tell us what happened and what state you were in. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this happened in North Carolina.
Right, okay.
It did happen in
North
Carolina.
It did. Okay, so go ahead.
In the county that I live in. It's called Wake County, but I like to call it Woke County because they are very woke. I've now traveled to 15 states speaking out at school board meetings about
gender theory, queer theory, and critical race theory. I've been to Virginia, New Jersey, Nevada, Florida, Texas, Colorado, California, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Missouri, and Maryland. And, you know, charity starts at home and then it spreads abroad. So I went to my local school board meeting as well. I've spoken there now 6 times. This time I addressed 2 things. Number one, House Bill 49, where they are failing to fully implement this bill that was passed in May of 2023 and fully enacted on January 1 of this year. In grades K through 4, they're now supposed to allow books that discuss gender confusion to be on the bookshelves at the school. And they have failed to implement HB 49, and the books are still there. So I addressed that and read out a list of at least 20 books that were still on bookshelves in elementary schools in Wake County. The second thing that I addressed was that a young girl by the name of Lorena Benson, who used to attend Athens Drive High School, was forced to read from a pornographic story in class, and then they were told to discuss what they read.
This is an elementary school?
Well, that happened at a high school.
Oh, high school. But I mean, which is terrible, but oh my gosh.
Yes, that took place at a high school, but the K through 4 books were supposed to be banned in grades K through 4 in elementary schools. But she was forced to read the story. It's called Tomorrow is Too Far by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, where it talks about an incestuous relationship that two cousins had, and that the story also mentions putting a banana into a tomato. And so she was forced to discuss that in class, and she was left traumatized by it. And so she went to the Wake County School Board meeting 2 weeks prior to me coming and addressed that with them. You know, she even had tears in her eyes, and you could just tell she was so nervous but yet courageous at the same time, being willing to speak up and to address that issue publicly. 2 weeks later, they had done nothing about it. No recourse, no true investigation into what's going on, nothing. So I came in the name of peaceful civil disobedience, and I addressed what took place as relates to Lorena Benson and the failure of the board to fully implement HB 49, and reminded them that they were criminals, every last one of them. They were all criminals on that board because they are failing to fully implement the law. And I told them that since they like to break laws and since they like to make their own rules, when I finish speaking, after 3 minutes, I'm not leaving the podium.
Oh, wow.
And guess what happened? Immediately, the cops rush in, grab me by my arm, yank me up, and commence to try to drag me out of the school board meeting. And what is sad is the cops can come in and grab my arm and can put me in handcuffs, but no one is going to remove the books from the bookshelves, and no one is going to remove the board members for failing to implement the law. They are the true current criminals.
Yeah, but that's absolutely true, John Amanchukwu. This reminds me of all of the COVID narrative where you had so many of the governors that were disobeying the Constitution. They were disobeying and taking more power from their state executive actions and from the emergency powers. And it was incumbent upon people to stand up and say, no, we're not going to follow unconstitutional orders. So were you ultimately arrested, or how did this resolve?
They handcuffed me, detained me, and then released me after that. And I'll tell you this, humankind was never meant to be shackled. Mm. Never. You know, but I am willing to be arrested, to be handcuffed, to make my statement that all children need to be protected. I went to Midland, Texas, and delivered a message entitled Punks, Perverts, and Protectors. There are only 3 kinds of people when it comes to these issues. Why do kids need to learn about sex acts, be it heterosexual or homosexual sex acts, in the public school system? The only person that wants that to take place is either a punk or a pervert. But God has called us as Christians to be protectors. And now more than ever, it's imperative that Christians understand what is taking place in the public school system. And that's why I created and released my new film, 22 Words, film.com. You can go watch it there, 22wordsfilm.com. It exposes what is taking place around this country as I've traveled to 15 school board meetings. And it shows that through history, when prayer was removed from the public school system, that the public school system and the test scores and the violence and the crime and even teenage pregnancy, all of these things just skyrocketed, but the test scores plummeted. And these things can be pointed back to the fact that God was barred from the public school system. And wherever God is barred, that place is cursed.
Yeah. Where can people watch this film, brother?
They can go to 22wordsfilm.com. That's 22wordsfilm.com.
That's so great. And thank you for doing this. And this is in partnership with TPUSA Faith. And John Amanchukwu, we really appreciate your testimony. And Tim, this goes right into our theme for this week, which is to revive us. And we clearly need revival across the nation and in our government-funded schools, because when we take God out of things, inevitably it leads to decline and sin and evil. And this is why our ministry here, we focus on the truth, so that we can continue to teach the truth of the gospel of Christ and intentionally proclaim the name of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Oh, take care.
Thank you, John.
Joining us from Woke Forest, North Carolina.
Yes.
What he said.
Woke Forest. I think that's great.
Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. That's our theme for our Share-a-thon this fall. And it says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Will you not revive us again," it says, "that your people may rejoice in you." Let's hear from one of our American Family Radio listeners.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Well, thank you. I forgot what. Catherine from DeRidder, Louisiana, right? Catherine, bless you, sister, for those kind words about American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Jenna Ellis. You're listening to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio. Day one of our three-day Share-a-thon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Folks, we just raised our funds on 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. That doesn't actually qualify as, quote, begging for money all the time, like some Christian ministries get accused of.
Which is accurate, unfortunately.
Yes, that may be somebody else, but it's not us.
It's not us. No.
We don't beg for money all the time. We just, three days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that we talk about what our financial needs are. We pass the virtual offering plate, and you always, always respond. Now, what we really like, we do like one-time gifts. Those are a blessing, obviously. But we really also like the monthly donations. That is, somebody commits to a monthly gift, Jenna, where they, credit card, debit card, a bank draft, whatever you can do, that allows us to budget.
Yes.
Everybody likes to plan, right? We want to know what his income is going to be so we can plan.
Other than the Democrats, they don't plan for budgets at all. They just spend wildly.
Bada boom. Yes.
We're good stewards here. Yes.
We're good stewards here. We're not going in debt. We've never been in debt. We've been in debt one time in 40, whatever it is, starting 77. What is that?
40, oh, you're asking me to do math? No.
46, 47 years, okay. Something like that. Anyway.
I'll take your word for that.
Okay. So, what we're offering this time for to become what we call a Great Commission partner. It's a $30 a month or more pledge. okay? And many people listening do that already right now. So 30, 40, 50, 100, how much you want to give a month, we'd love to send you a couple of gifts for that commitment on your part. One of them is this Revive Us Again. What do you call this thing, Jenna?
It is a travel bag.
Okay. So, but it's not really big. It's like a book or something.
Well,
like
a book or if you're a woman, it's a great makeup bag.
A makeup bag.
It's like a pocket size. Or if you're like me and you have multiple bags that you have, you know, certain things that you got to take in every bag, yeah, but you want to switch it out, these are great inserts is what they call
it. Gotcha. It's got the Bible verse on here. It says Revive Us Again. If you're watching online at AFR.net, you can see it's a very durable, nice travel bag, small bag. And then also a book I've written. Yes, I've written. This is a collection of columns I've written over the years, which our team put together here. And the book is called Because These Things Matter. Because These Things Matter, that's the name of the book. It's got my mug on the front of it. And it's cultural commentaries. So I've written these over the years, and they are, hopefully they're timeless. They make points. They tell stories. Got a little fun in here, a little humor in here. So,
and if you know Tim, he's not humorous at all. So
I try to play it straight, because it's not funny. Because These Things Matter, that's the name of the book. They asked me what should I title it, and I thought, well, Because These Things Matter, because my writings in here do make a point, and they do matter. Because the Word of God matters, spiritual things matter, what happens in our country matters, right?
Absolutely.
So anyway, I've written this book, and you can get the book and the travel bag, such as it is. It's not a duffel bag. It's a smaller version.
It's an insert.
Duffel bag. Yeah.
We'll call it that. Yeah.
So you can get both those. Yes, I said both those. We'll be in your, we'll arrive at your home. Or your mailbox, or whatever the case may be, if you will commit to becoming a Great Commission partner, which is defined as somebody who commits to giving $30 or more a month to American Family Radio. That's a long-winded way to say, call and make your gift and be as generous as you can. If you will commit $30 or more a month to American Family Radio Share-a-thon, we will send you those two items.
And why should you do that and become a Great Commission partner? Because these things matter.
So what's the phone number for people to call in and make a pledge, Jenna?
So the phone number is 877-616-2396.
No.
And that's a different phone number.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Pledge it. We have it in
yeah,
red.
Yeah, people aren't seeing. I'm holding up a different phone. Here we go.
I'm going to go with the one that's pledges.
Yes,
it was 877-616-2396. Or if you want to give online, you can go to AFR.net.
The toll-free phone number, well, why would it be toll-free? Toll-free even matter anymore?
Boomer.
I know.
Right there.
Nobody matters.
No. You can call international.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
But it
is toll-free.
It is toll-free.
It is, actually.
It's free. It's a free phone number. 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. And we've had 715 pledges already this morning. We've heard from Jana in Apache, Oklahoma. We've heard from Rob in Culpeper, Virginia. We've heard from Marcia, I think, Tyler, Texas, Matt in Abilene, Texas, Kathy in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Anthony in Waynesboro, Mississippi, and David in Diamondhead, Mississippi. So, and some other folks have called in. Do you see those there?
I do. Yeah. So we have Melody from Brentonville, Arkansas.
Bentonville. Yeah.
Rebecca from, is that Magnolia, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah, and others. So thank you so much to everyone who's called in.
Erica's called in from Fate, Texas. Fate. That's her fate. You know what I'm saying?
I think everything that happens in Fate is
it's meant to be. Yes. The only churches there are Presbyterian. You know, I think
probably.
Oh, I didn't mean that. That was tacky.
See, this is the kind of highbrow humor that you can expect from Because These Things Matter. So if you laughed at that joke, you'll love Tim's book.
All right, I think Presbyterians don't kid, right?
Well, do they have humor? I don't know.
They do. They're very. All right, we're gonna take a break right here.
On that note,
dig out. Stop digging. and come back after the break with more Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
But in the meantime, call 877-616-2396 or donate at AFR.net. Tim Wildman, Jenna Ellis will be right back with more here on Fall Share-a-thon 2024.
Started out as a pastor in the late 1980s and was at a little church in South Georgia and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. It was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
I just wanted to express my condolences and my gratitude toward Brother Don, and just loved him like so many of your listeners do. Never met him, but the love and gratitude that I have for him, I'm sure, is like countless others. He has impacted now into the third generation of my family, and I cannot express my thanks so much. I know he will be missed, but what an impact this man has made on so many lives. God bless you all, and thank you all for what you're doing and will continue to do.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is Jenna Ellis in the Mornings Hour, and Jenna is in studio with me. I'm Tim Wildman, so Jenna Ellis, Tim Wildman. And we got Jenna's two mid-sized dogs.
Yes, they're technically minis, but I think they're more medium.
Like now, Todd and Copper.
Yes.
They've become very famous on Instagram, right?
They have, yes. And with our listeners, I get so many emails every day that people will say, you know, oh, I didn't hear their commentary this morning, or how are the boys doing?
Yeah.
And when they email me, they always say, you know, much love to you and Todd and Copper. And I so appreciate that.
Now, what kind of dogs are they?
They are mini golden doodles.
Okay.
So half golden retriever and half poodle.
Okay. And they travel well, obviously.
They do. They love all of our adventures, and we're very grateful to get out of the state of Florida for this week with the hurricane because we are not hurricane proof, the three of us.
Right. You're a Colorado girl.
Yes.
Not used to all these hurricanes.
Yes.
But anyway, they are. How can people look them up on the internet?
Yes. So they are on Instagram at The Adventures of Copper and Todd. So we changed that because our old one was a little too, like, people
bland.
Didn't know how to spell it and all that. So The Adventures of Copper and Todd.
You're listening to the Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim and Jenna with you. And if you want to make a gift and be as generous as you can, we'll send you my book. It's my brand new book, ladies and gentlemen, I've got out. It's called Because These Things Matter. And then we'll also send you the AFR small travel bag. So we will send you those for, if you'll make a pledge of $30 or more a month, we would we'll go ahead and send those, put those in the mail to you. So the way you do that is give us a call and make a pledge. We can use credit card, debit card, bank draft, however you want to do it, just to make it simple for you. That way you don't have to remember to write a check every month and get it, find an envelope and find a stamp and put it in the mail. You just make it easy. You can do it as a bank draft if you'd like to do it that way. The phone number to reach us is 877-616-2396. I'll give that again one more time. If you want to call and make a generous donation, be as generous as you can, please call us at 877-616-2396. We are hearing from folks from all over the country. We're American Family Radio. We have approximately 170 radio stations. I think it's maybe a little bit under that. It changes because sometimes we buy and sell.
We're not selling to Soros, though. Be very clear about that.
No, we're not selling
to Soros.
Yeah, we're not selling any of our radio stations to George Soros.
No.
Absolutely not. We just purchased radio stations in Birmingham, Alabama, and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So we're not on the air yet there because we've got it's pending. The FCC has to approve it, but it's a formality. So maybe by the end of the year, we'll flip those stations on the air and be covering all of central Alabama. We cover a lot of Alabama now, the Quad Cities, Huntsville, Montgomery, Mobile, the Gulf Shores area, and some of Tuscaloosa now. So we are covering some of Alabama, probably 50%, but this coverage will give us probably 75% of the state.
That's incredible. But we have 100% of the state on demand, on streaming.
Yes.
So anywhere that you are, including, you know, where my parents are in Colorado, where we don't have stations yet, they will listen on demand. And so streaming is always available. And if you can't quite catch us when we're live, you can always go to the free app. And you can also go to AFR.net and click on your favorite show, which should be Today's Issues or Jenna Ellis in the Morning. I'm just saying, because nobody else is here to counter that point. So.
That's right. That's right. So, Jenna, you've been doing the show for us how long now?
Almost 2 years, which is incredible.
Yeah. Now, common question you get, but what do you enjoy the most about doing the program each morning here on American Family Radio?
I love the fact that we can talk about biblical issues. And yeah, and Adam, my great producer, is saying, you know, me, which I love working with Adam, Devin, and Luke, who's in studio with us as well. So all of the great people that that work with me, we have a lot of fun. I love being able to take the news topics, especially having come from the political world for so long, but being able to discuss them in light of the truth of Scripture.
Right.
And to point people back into how to think through what's going on in our culture from a biblical worldview. And that is my heart for ministry. And I really felt like when I started this, I was coming home to a great ministry that was allowing me to specifically focus on the word and the truth of God. And I love that. And I love hearing from all of our listeners as well every day and what they think about what's going on.
Let me ask you, getting back to the hurricane, which is approaching the Florida West Coast, you're friends with Governor Ron DeSantis.
I am.
Of Florida.
Yes, and his team.
Friends of Ron. I want to meet him one day because I'm a great admirer. I think the things he's done in Florida are just tremendous.
Come visit.
Yeah, I will. I would like. I really would like to maybe interview the governor. But I want to ask you.
We'll put in that request.
He got into a, spat yesterday with Vice President Harris. She went after him, or he went after. How did that work out?
She went after him because
Why?
She said because she's politicizing the hurricane, which is utterly ridiculous. But these are the Democrats. They never let a good tragedy go to waste, right? So when he's dealing with the aftermath of Helene, and then not even 2 weeks later, or maybe 10 days later, the now Hurricane Milton, she says in an interview that she called him and that he refused to take her call, and she was so frustrated about it. He's not a team player. And so he went on Fox and Friends this morning, and I was watching it, and he totally smacked her down, rightly so, and said, listen, she's the sitting vice president, And for the last 4 years, not one time has she called me for any other Florida emergency. Now, suddenly, because she's running for president, now I hear from her.
Okay.
And he said, so in terms of being a team player, why don't you look in the mirror, Kamala?
Really
good. And
that's called dunking on somebody.
He's fabulous.
Basketball metaphor. He just dunked on her.
I love it because it's not personal attacks.
Right.
It's just facts and the smackdown. And he said, rightly so, that President Biden and when President Trump was in office have never politicized hurricanes or, you know, anything
right.
Only Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Biden did go down. I remember seeing a picture of Biden and Governor DeSantis a year or so ago when, you know, another hurricane hit Florida. I remember that. And it was they had a cordial meeting and the president was president being Biden was pledging to, you know, help Florida with federal assistance and so forth. But that's interesting because Governor DeSantis is saying Harris is only calling me now because she wants to be in the news about, you know, saying she's doing everything she can to help Florida in the wake of this hurricane or the coming hurricane. And but he's saying we've had storms before. She's never called. But now we're a month out for the election. She wants the attention of seeming like a CEO, right?
Right. And
does
last
he have
I
a
checked,
point? Does the governor have a point, Jenna?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
And the last I checked, she's not the current sitting president, even though we're not really sure if Biden knows that
we
he's
don't have
still
a president,
right
now. Right
now
honestly,
so,
we de facto I mean, don't have a president right,
right?
now.
So, I mean, she still is only the vice president. So what can the vice president actually do? Like if she had actually attempted to call him, which he said, you know, you got my phone number. I didn't hear from you. What can she actually do? What's the point? I mean, is she calling just to say hi?
She's calling to say, I called the governor of Florida, expressed my concern for what's happening in his state, and I want people to know I care. So that I guess she has maybe an outside chance of winning Florida. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, although Nate Silver posted a story that to me was very interesting, talking about how Florida is potentially in play. I don't think that's true. I think that that's going to go Republican all the way down ticket.
Right.
But it's actually a fascinating article talking about the state of things in Florida.
Yeah. Nate Silver wrote that.
Nate Silver.
He's pretty respected.
Yeah. So all right, it was interesting.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What's our theme, Jenna, for the Share-a-thon?
Our theme. Share-a-thon is to revive us again. And and that is such a great theme. We need revival in this country. Speaking of politicizing everything, it should always just be about the legitimacy in government when we're talking about that, to preserve and protect the rights that God our Creator gives to all of us from the moment of conception all the way until natural death, which is why we are pro-life. But our verse for this fall Share-a-thon is Psalm 85, 6 to 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Revive us again.
Let's hear from one of our fine listeners out there.
My name is Linda Collins from Campbellsville, Kentucky. And you have been a beacon to Campbellsville since the 80s. When Dr. Donald and JJ came to our little community and planted WAFR. We have been so grateful through the years for your witness, for your integrity, and for the fact that you spread Jesus everywhere. And we just are so thankful that you are such a trustworthy partner with us at St. Andrew United Methodist Church here in Campbellsville. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Campbellsville, Kentucky, calling in, and we appreciate hearing from you. Okay. Now, Jenna, you have in addition to doing the daily radio program here Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time, the Jenna Ellis in the Morning program, which I named, and I think that's a great name for the show.
I think it's a great name.
Jenna
Absolutely.
Ellis in the Morning here on American Family Radio. You're going to start doing a podcast for us, right, too?
Yes, and I actually named that one, and it will – so tell me if
what
this
did you
is
name
as good
it?
At – yeah, because if Tim doesn't like this as much. It's called On Demand.
On Demand.
With Jenna Ellis, because it will be on demand.
Gotcha.
And you can stream that. It'll be once a week.
Okay.
And it will be a deep dive into issues that aren't necessarily the news of the day, you know, this is what happened yesterday or this is what happened this morning, but issues and in law, politics, culture that people have written in and listeners have written in saying that they want to hear about more.
Okay.
And so,
but a podcast allows you more time and less interruptions.
Yes, because we can do a format. I mean, if we have 20 minutes that we just want to do this, or we could do a two-hour episode. So there's a lot of flexibility because it's on demand.
Gotcha.
See the catchy new name.
When does it start?
This is starting this week. So on Friday will be the first episode drop. So the day after Share-a-thon will be the first day of on demand. So you can listen to Jenna Ellis in the morning through the week. Then Friday, on demand will drop, and you can listen to that through the weekend.
Okay, and where do you go to get that?
AFR.net, or download our free app, and you can stream it. And our streaming service is really just incredible. And so I will also be posting all of those links when they drop on all my social media as well for a lot of the listeners who follow there.
All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon. Revive us again. That's our theme, revive us again. Where's the verse come from?
Psalm 85, 6 or 7, and it says, "Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation."
Who wrote
I love
that?
Psalm.
I wonder who wrote that psalm.
Probably King David. Okay. I would think. We can look it up. But I love Psalms, and whenever I sign copies of my book, I will always put the same psalm that is from King David's love of the law that says, "Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see wonderful things."
Where is that?
Laws. So that is, what is it now? Psalm. Oh, man, I now have to.
Have you drawn a blank?
I am. Yes, but it's in Psalms.
But you sign it.
I do every time. So it's,
but you don't draw a blank when you sign the book,
I don't.
Right?
So you need to give me a thing and then I'll remember.
Okay. All right.
But it's in
Psalms. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I put Jenna on the spot here. I gotta look this up now.
Okay, look that up now. All right, if you want to call to make a gift, we would appreciate it, folks, because we are in our Share-a-thon Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring that we raise our financial needs, bring our financial needs before you, and ask you to be as generous as you can and call in and make a gift to American Family Radio.
Psalm 119, by the way.
Psalm
119.
Psalm 119.
And that's the longest psalm in Psalms.
Yep. Psalm 119, and what's the main theme of that?
Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see wonderful things in your law, because the law shows us our need for our salvation.
Amen. So if you want to make a gift of $30 or more a month, it's a pledge of $30 or more a month, and you could do credit, debit, or a bank draft, however you want to do it. You just need to call us and tell us that you want to do that or continue doing that for a lot of folks who are already making pledges, monthly pledges
right
to American
now.
Family Radio. It helps us budget. I mean, instead of just we don't know what's going to come in this month, so we don't know what to plan for. If we have people who pledge monthly, then we know what we can budget for and what we need to account for. But if you do $30 or more a month, we'll send you my book. It's a brand new book that I've got out, and it's called Because These Things Matter. By yours truly. And then in addition to that, wait, there's more. AFR, what'd you call it, Jenna?
An insert for women who know, and we have...
Not like a bulletin insert.
No, but that's kind of the same principle, though,
is
where
it?
It's an insert into your purse or your handbag,
yeah,
so that you can put all of your essentials, and then you can take them out if you switch handbags, like a lot of women do.
Gotcha.
So,
or
if you're a guy, it's a good travel case. You
yeah,
know, cologne,
little small,
like that.
Small travel
a book,
bag,
like you said.
Because so it's very durable. All right, so revive us again is the theme of our Share-a-thon. Thanks for listening this hour. It's been fun, Jenna.
It has. I always appreciate this, Tim. And this was the first time when I went to Share-a-thon that my dad first listened to us interact. And he's a huge fan of yours now. So I'm sure he says hi.
Well, thank you. But I'm humbled. I'll send him a book.
There you go. And an insert.
Yeah, an insert. I'll sign a copy of it for you.
That's great. I'll take it back to Colorado. Yeah. But please give us your best gift at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 2396 or go to afr.net. And as always, you can reach me and my team, Jenna, at afr.net. Always love hearing from our great listeners. So thanks, Tim.
And good to be with you, Jenna. I'll be with you in the morning. I'll be back on the air in 2 hours from now during today's issues. In the meantime, Brother Jeff Shreve is up next.